Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Italian pianist Federico Colli will perform a concert of Scarlatti, Mozart, and Beethoven in the auditorium at the Clark Art Museum in Williamstown, Massachusetts on Friday, November 30th at 7 p.m. Federico Colli has established himself as an exciting international artist, recognized for his stage charisma and his intelligent insights into the repertoire. Since winning first prize at the Salzburg Mozart Competition in 2011 and the gold medal at the Leeds International Piano Competition in 2012, Colli has performed at some of the world's leading concert halls and worked with a number of eminent conductors. He'll make his Lincoln Center debut to a sold-out house a couple of days after his concert at the Clark, and he joins us now. Federico, welcome to the Roundtable.
Hi, thank you.
Absolutely. So before we speak about your specific concerts over here in the States, let's talk about how you began to play piano. When did you first sit down to it, and how did you know it would become your life's passion?
Yeah, well, it is quite a funny story because I never decided to start my adventure with the music. And I always say that music chose me. I never chose the music, and it was the opposite. Because nobody in my family are a musician, and my father is a doctor working in a hospital, and my mother is a biologist. So totally different approach to life, not artistic life. And so it happened suddenly and as a game, in a very natural way, I must say. I always say that when I was 2 or 3 years old, I instead of eating, I played with knife and fork on my plate, and so my mommy and my father say maybe he has a sort of inner rhythm in the soul, so why he cannot start with the music. And basically at the beginning I started with the drums, and then I changed when I was, I don't know, 4, 5 years old with the piano. Yes, but it was really very natural. Something happened when I was 8 years old that I changed teacher, and it was most important teacher in Italy, based in Milan, in the Conservatory in Milan. And with him, me and my family started to think that music can be something serious, not only as a game, you know, as a hobby. So slowly, I understood that I cannot live anymore without music in my life. And then something happened again when I was 22, 21, 23 years old, when I started to win some major competition in Salzburg in Österreich, and then in Leeds in the UK, one of the most important in the world, Leeds Piano Competition. And then was clear, that point was clear for me, for my teacher, for my family, that music is and music will be my life and one of the most important part of my life.
What is it like to play in one of those major competitions?
Well, it is full of stress, but it's very, very big challenge, first of all, for yourself. I always say that competition, it is necessary, first of all, for yourself, for improve your ability. It's a challenge in a relationship with your soul, with your capacity, and with your talents. So you have to play for yourself, in front of yourself, because you have to prove to yourself that you can always improve and that you can do something important. So for this reason, I think that is one of the most responsibility of the most responsible work in the music. Yes, and it's very important to understand and that the repertory, the choice of the repertory is very important. So you must play in a competition a very sure repertory with a piece of music, work of music that you can play at 3 a.m. in the night, still drunk from the night before, and you can play easily because the stress is very high and you are in front of 13, 15, 17 juries, members of the jury that are waiting for a mistake. So you must be at least perfect, at least perfect. Yes, it's very important to choose the right time, that I mean, the right repertory and right time in your artistic development. My time arrived when I was 21 years old, but many of my colleagues, it arrived when they had 18, 17, or 28, 29. So there is plenty of time. It's very important to choose the right time.
Speaking of choosing repertory, can you tell me about what you're playing in your concert at the Clark?
Yeah, it will be the same repertory of my debut in the Lincoln Center.
Mm-hmm. Which is sold out. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. And that will be the 2nd of December, so a couple of days after the Clark's recital. And I will be performing some of Scarlatti sonatas, and followed by a Mozart sonata in G major, K2A3, and finishing with Beethoven, very famous Appassionata sonatas, opus 57. So it is a very classical program, I mean, music from the classic period of this sort of music, and it is, for me, it is like a journey in a sort of metaphysical journey in the sonata form. So when the sonata started with Scarlatti in a very simple, in a very simple way, in a very easy form, with just binary form, and then with Mozart, we can see the development of these sonatas arriving at that sort of perfection of this form. And then with Beethoven, we are at the door of the Romanticism, and especially with these sonatas in F minor. F minor is a very important tonality for Beethoven. It is like a wall in the history of music, before something happened, but after that sonata, everything would be totally, totally different. So it is this kind of approach, and I am totally in love with the classical music, the classical period of the history of music, because with that music you cannot lie, you cannot hide. I mean that all the music is there. You cannot hide behind some empty virtuosistic approach, or putting a lot of pedal, or doing some gesture. I mean, you must be very focused on the meaning and on the main idea of the composer, and that's very difficult. The result is very difficult to obtain, but it's one of the most beautiful challenges for me in the music.
Your most recent album is Scarlatti Piano Works Volume 1. How did you land on Scarlatti to produce a whole album of his pieces?
Well, Scarlatti was an Italian composer, so quite close to my soul. Mm. I can understand easily his lyrical approach, for example. So when Chandos proposed me to doing a project, a long-term project, I always say that, well, Scarlatti... So Scarlatti is a friend of mine since I was 8 years old, and I trust him. So if you want to start in a very good way, I suggest Scarlatti, because it was just a very natural approach to his music. And of course, I studied a lot, not only his music, but his personality. And I discovered something very new for me, some sides of his personality, which was very, very unusual, if I must say, for personality in that historical period. And he was a very frustrating man, full of sadness, full of melancholy, but still with a lot of hope for a future, with a lot of inner joy. So I was amazed by this peculiarity, this sort of polyhedric personality. And following this approach, I started to build the first volume of Scarlatti Sonatas, which will be followed by a second volume, and I will be again in the studio recording Scarlatti next June. But meanwhile, in January, and I'm very happy to say that the 4th of January, it will be released my second album for Chandos, completely focused on Bach. So I recorded Bach Italian Concerto, Bach Fourth Partita, and Bach Busoni Chacon. So that's another project that I am quite happy about.
Do you get to choose, when you record an album, what piano you will play, what instrument you will actually use, and what goes into that decision?
Yeah, it is a very important choice. And at the beginning, I was quite skeptical because the studio where the Chandos made a recording, makes recordings, is quite far from London, so in the middle of nowhere, in a very beautiful place, but quite isolated. You are completely alone in the middle of the nature, so I was quite skeptical. And I arrived and I saw in that very beautiful hall, fantastic natural acoustic, I saw that Steinway, and I say, okay, just let's try that piano. And it is actually one of the best piano that I ever played. So it was just love at first step. So I decided that's the piano for my album, and that's all. But for some concert, I had the chance to choose the piano. I love to play on Steinway, of course. They are one of the best instruments in the world. But I also love to play on a Fazioli, a fantastic instrument. When I am in London, I love to play on a Fazioli. And the main dealer in London is a very friend of mine, and they have a Fazioli in their showroom. They have 5 Fazioli. So it actually depends on the repertory that you are going to play. For example, if you need a very big sound, and you are playing Prokofiev Concerto, Rachmaninoff Concerto with a big orchestra, 90, 100 instruments on the stage, and you need a very powerful sound so you can take a Steinway, you can look at the Steinway. Or if you need more a contemplative sound, more little sound, as I don't know, Schubert or Chopin, you can look at the Fazioli, because they have this incredible pianissimo. So it really depends. I think 99% depends which repertory you have to play.
What do you have at home?
At home, I have 2 grand pianos. I have 1 Cavai and another 1 very beautiful Shigeru Cavai.
Federico Colli will play at the Clark Art Museum in the auditorium on Friday, November 30th at 7 p.m. It's been a delight to speak with you. Have a wonderful time at the Clark and, of course, making your debut at Lincoln Center. And thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you to you. Thank you to you. Bye.
Once again, Federico Colli will perform a concert of Scarlatti, Mozart, and Beethoven in the auditorium at the Clark Art Museum in Williamstown, Massachusetts, on Friday, November 30th at 7 p.m. Links to more information are posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable.